January 6, 1985, 1:18 a.m., and this is Temporal Experiment Number 1.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria!
But your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they stopped to think if they should.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Be Nostalgic. I'm here with my husband slash co-host, Andrew McGuire.
Hello.
And of course, my name is Beatrice Lopez. Welcome to another wonderful episode. And if you listen to the beginning of this, you know that we watched... Wait a minute, what? They didn't listen to it?
It's a made-for-TV movie. That's 40 minutes. There's no...
Oh, there's no intro? No. Oh, right. Okay. All right, so you didn't hear anything in the beginning of this episode.
But you did click on
weird.
It.
You
so
clicked
you
on it.
You see, so read it.
You read the information that it said, we watched The Legend of Hiawatha, the TV movie from 1988.
Yes.
What happened in that year, I wonder?
I was a year old. So,
wow.
So I was told I knocked down the Christmas tree.
Wow, that's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I was six.
Which is probably the most important thing that happened in 1988.
The most important thing.
George Bush, the senior, was elected president.
Yep, that's true. Let's see, I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I probably was in first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed ice cream sandwiches. So at that time, I was eating myself an ice cream sandwich, blissfully unaware of the evil atrocities that would be committed by the future president. So sad.
This, if you do happen to find the DVD, the cover art for the DVD is not very good.
It's not very good. I mean, it's substandard animation style.
It's from these times. It looks like Mad Magazine cover art.
It does. It does look like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they just didn't care. Or if that was the style at the time.
Yeah. You can find this on YouTube.
Yes.
48 minutes. You can watch it.
By all means, watch it.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking, oh, I think I know what this is going to be about, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
They all live in teepees, and they look like you think a white man would make
a Native American.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're not very historically accurate. But there wasn't much conflict.
There was The Legend of Hiawatha is like a real Native American story.
Yes, based on a poem
mm-hmm.
by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know that.
Yeah. It's funny, there's not much conflict in the movie, there's not really a lot going on. At one point, at the beginning, they're like, oh, all the tribes were at war with each other, because I guess... You know, the Indians are savages.
Yes.
Route. But luckily, there's a great fire that can be lit to stop everyone from fighting because they have to work together.
Oh, yeah.
Which, of course, begs the question, why isn't that just lit
all the time, right?
Yeah. Because apparently they all acknowledge that this guy's in charge when it's lit, so he'd be like, why doesn't he just light it and be like, yeah, I'm in charge?
Then the movie can't happen.
But it happens because they light it.
Oh.
Is what I'm saying.
Oh.
They have to band together and stop fighting to work together. So if they had just been working together the whole time.
I guess.
And I guess they had a drought or something, so they starved. Because he said he prophesizes that in 10 years, there will be some calamity that he doesn't know what it will be, but it will threaten everybody. And if this was like a Disney movie, it would probably be the white man coming.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is kind of funny, because I had watched this as a kid, and I didn't remember what it was, and that's immediately what I thought. I was like, are white people going to show up? Is that the threat?
And it wasn't. It was famine.
So Hiawatha has to go on a great quest to find
a sea?
He finds seas, but he has to find a solution that apparently this great bear spirit has. And they visit all these like different trials, like a giant sturgeon.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that giant fish.
Yep, that actually eats them.
Yeah.
And then a giant crawfish, which they just go under the dam and they pass that without having to deal with it at all.
Barely an inconvenience.
A giant eagle that doesn't actually capture Hiawatha. He captures his friend, who is the one that woke up the sturgeon. So that guy's only there to cause problems. Like, if he wasn't there, Hiawatha would have had nothing happen.
Exactly.
And then they find the bear with the secrets. And the bear, like, swipes him and, like, knocks him down. And is like, I'm gonna destroy you because you're trying to steal my secrets. And beats him down and then just goes to sleep.
I think this
and
is
that's what... it. That's it. And then he goes, oh, I have to get the chain around his neck. And then he remembers something his girlfriend did when they were kids to get the collar off the dog.
Right.
He scratches his chin. And so he doesn't even really have... I mean, he gets hit by the bear. He tries to fight the bear and gets, like, destroyed by the bear. But then the bear goes to sleep and he just gets, like, the necklace out from his neck.
Yeah.
And it has seeds in it. Magic seeds that grow... Grow a giant crop.
It's very important that they are magic.
Yes.
Not just regular seeds, just magic. Hmm. Wow. I mean, I remember from my first time viewing it and my only time viewing it that they made a big deal about a peace pipe.
Yeah. Well, the great peace pipe is the giant fire that they light at the mountain.
Ah, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I mean, I thought that was very... Oh, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. But I thought it would have been entertaining as a child. If I had watched it, I would have been like, oh, that's something.
I enjoyed it as a child. I remember that. I actually remember the giant crawfish the most. Even though nothing happens with it.
I would have remembered the bear.
Yeah. Well, more specifically than the crawfish, I remember the giant beaver dam. Like, it's literally a dam across, like, a giant river that beavers built themselves.
I love beavers. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of animals in this movie.
Yeah, and they talk, because that's how the great spirits will help Hiawatha on his quest, is letting him talk to the animals. Like Eliza Thornberry.
Yep, Eliza Thornberry from The Wild Thornberries. Mm-hmm. And you didn't mention that, because maybe we can watch it.
Yeah.
Huh?
We might.
Huh? Who knows? Telling you what's going to happen in the future, but who knows? I could be a psychic and know what happens in the future.
Right.
Well, that's because Andrew shows me his magical rectangle that tells me the future. Tells me the future.
The future.
I'm still reeling from the episode of Loki.
Yes. No spoilers, but
no spoilers.
It was really good.
You should check it out. I mean, honestly. Check it out.
I'm going to tell you, this is a made-for-TV movie. It's for kids. It's 40 minutes long. Nothing happens in it. And, yeah. I think we picked a bad movie.
Oh, no. This was nostalgia for you, though. This
no, but I mean, like, a bad movie as in, like, to talk about, because nothing to talk about. None of the actors went on to do anything.
There's literally, like, just three actors.
Yeah.
And they only did this.
Yeah.
I don't even think they're around anymore.
That's what I mean. Like, it's no like, oh, guess who was in this? It's surprising. And it's like, nope.
They were white. Wait, no. Did they have actual Native Americans play the parts?
I don't think so.
No, they were white. Yeah, I thought so. So, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right. All that dead air. All right.
No, we're going to cut that. We're going to cut that.
Cut out the dead air.
Yeah, cut out the dead air.
I don't know. Add it just so we have an extra, 10 seconds of audio.
I was trying to find... There was something going on in McCoy Stadium. And, if anybody's from Pawtucket, please let us know.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We can easily edit out the dead air. Just cut the little section.
Paul Johnston was in the movie. I don't know who he played, but he was in Mad Max.
Ooh.
So that's a thing.
Paul Leedon did the screenplay.
Yes.
And they also obviously credit Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Yes.
Yeah, there was Noga Bernstein, Ben, and Brennan, and Ron Haddrick. These are the three people who lent their voice to this particular movie. They have an IMDb. And that is all.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in here, the cast and crew, very minimal. 9 in the cast, 2 writing credits. The editing was done by one person. See, that's probably why... Oh, wait, no. Animation department was 71. It was 71 people who worked on the animation.
Yeah. That's a lot of people. The screenwriter also did a movie called The Black Arrow, which has this as its cover.
Oh, that's weird. It's just some guy's face.
Looking stoned.
I mean, we should have a picture up on our Twitter so people can see what I saw.
Yeah.
It's in this audio format. Nobody can see.
Google it. The Black Arrow, 1988.
1988. Oh, that's actually where the dead air was actually for me to see the clue. I thought that the magical rectangle would show me the clues.
Oh, I don't. We haven't picked a movie for next week.
Oh my gosh.
So we should pick one.
We should pick one. Oh boy. Oh, this is a lot of pressure.
Oh, under pressure.
Under pressure. That's a song from the 80s.
Raining down on me. I don't know how much we can sing before we get in trouble.
Oh yeah, no. Let's can't pay those royalties.
No.
No, no, no. We can't even sing happy birthday. Because, how was that?
Yeah, I guess that's the thing.
Yeah. I know for sure. Because on iCarly, they never sang it. They never sang it. I'm trying to think.
Oh, ooh. Let me see if I can find this.
Yep. You're listening to this in real time.
Yeah. If I can find this.
Yes. Ah, yeah. I am so happy, Andrew. Ooh, and we are happily awaiting the clue. Oh, obviously Andrew's picking the next movie.
Yes.
And then I will pick the movie after that. Because that is a partnership.
Yes.
It's a ship of partners.
I think I'm going to pick this one just because it has someone I like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And their other movie that I actually wanted to find is not something we can stream, at least not that I could find in 30 seconds.
Oh, right, of course. No, no. So that is Andrew's clue. So if you know him personally, you would know what the movie is. Or maybe there is somebody out there who knows you personally.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Oh, I mean, this movie's technically 2000, but it'll work.
2000 right now is 21 years ago. Oh. I see. I see.
Mm.
Well, I could enjoy this with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something you can enjoy. And enjoy. Did I say that right? Enjoy?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right, but... You can enjoy this movie with yourself, by yourself.
Yep.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need other people as long as you have yourself.
Yes.
Nice.
Nice.
That was my clue.
I like that clue.
So, that was another episode, a very short episode about Hiawatha.
Yes.
And the legend of
Yes.
Hiawatha.
Yes.
We will see you, or actually, you will hear from us next time.
Okay.
Bye!
Bye.
See ya. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.